You're on Texas Standard Time.
In the 2012 Olympics, Austin resident Leo Manzano won a silver medal in the 1500-meter race.
Here comes Manzano. Manzano making a late run, and Manzano gets the silver medal.
It was the first time a member of Team USA medaled in the race since 1968.
One of the best things about medaling at the Olympics is being able to represent the United States and also representing my heritage as well.
What he means is this. Although he was representing Team USA, in celebrating his victory, he carried a Mexican flag alongside an American one.
I grew up in the United States, but, you know, I still hold my family from Mexico very dear to my heart.
Some Americans were upset, but others were fine with his display of both flags. After all, most of us have gotten used to the idea of dual nationality, especially along the Texas-Mexico border, where athletes who were born in or live in Texas often compete under the red, white, and green flag instead of the red, white, and blue one. David Walenchinsky says countries haven't always embraced this global mindset. He's president of the International Society of Olympic Historians.
You can go back to 1908 when the Olympics were in London, and a lot of the British fans were very upset at the idea of those ex-colonists from the United States doing well in some of these events.
After the fall of the Berlin Wall and collapse of the Soviet Union, Walenchinsky says countries began focusing on competing to the best of their abilities rather than specifically beating other countries. But he says he's beginning to see a return to that earlier nationalistic mindset.
When you get a host country that's a dictatorship, such as China in 2008, or Russia in 2014 for the Winter Olympics, the leaders of the country want to win as many medals as possible, not to show the rest of the world, but to show their own people.
And sometimes that involves poaching players who don't even have a connection to the country.
Of the 13 gold medals that Russia won at the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics, 9 of them were won by athletes who were not born in Russia.
The Olympic National Committee has allowed competitors with connections to two or more countries to represent the country of their choice since the 1920s.
In the early days of the Olympics, the great American shot putters and discus throwers were all born in Ireland because they had left Ireland not so they could compete in the Olympics, but so that they could get a job, you know, in a bad economy. Nowadays, athletes are more likely to change nationality for one of two reasons. One is financial and training support, and the other is because their home nation is so rich in an event that they can't make the team in their home nation.
As was the case for Christian Schur. He was born in D.C. to a Mexican mother and an American father, and has lived in Austin since 1992. But during the London Olympics, his allegiance shifted to south of the border.
I've always wanted to make the Olympics, and I know that competing for USA was definitely going to be tougher to make it for them. And so I decided that, you know, making the switch was definitely going to give me a better chance.
He competed for Team Mexico instead of America. But during the last 4 years, the nationalism he felt towards the country he represented has all but vanished.
Obviously, now that I'm not swimming anymore and competing, I feel like, I guess I've kind of lost that connection to Mexico a little bit.
Did it matter that you were on Team Mexico versus Team USA, or was it just the joy of being at the Olympics?
The joy of being at the Olympics. To be honest, if I could have done it for the U.S., I definitely would have instead. But, I mean, there's nothing taken away from representing Mexico.
So, are the Olympics actually the ultimate display of nationalism? Historian David Walenchinsky doesn't think so.
The Olympics is about bringing together the best athletes of the world to compete against each other as individuals. If the medals are being won by the best athletes in the world, does it really matter that they're representing a country other than the country of their birth?
It's something to consider when you're watching the games and cheering on the athletes competing for your country. I'm Alex Daly for the Texas Standard.